I think it just freed me as a songwriter to write from someone else's perspective, to go, I'm not writing for Kate, I'm writing for a king. I'm not writing from a female perspective, I'm writing from a male perspective. I'm writing from the perspective of a man who has children and a country and the pressure of like legacy. And it was just so cool to kind of open, crack that open as a songwriter and like not make it about my emotions.
Das hier ist Kate Nash. Genau, die Kate Nash, die in den frühen 2000ern alle mit ihren Sommersprossen, roten Haaren und frechen Lyrics bezaubert. Frech ist damals ein Wort, das oft in Zusammenhang mit ihr fällt. Für viele ist sie nämlich die neue Lily Allen. Ein unschuldig aussehendes Mädchen, das es, Achtung, jetzt kommt noch so ein Boomer-Wort, faustdick hinter den Ohren hat. Diesen Ruf handelt ihr vor allem ihr erstes Album Made of Bricks und ihr Überhit Foundations ein. Sie ist 20, als sie Foundations veröffentlicht und von einem großen Label unter Vertrag genommen wird. Für einige Jahre ist sie dann das Britpop-Sternchen, das heute noch alle Millennials und deren Eltern kennen. Nach zwei Alben lässt sie ihr Label dann aber fallen. Später kommt dann noch raus, dass ihr damaliger Manager sie um eine Riesenstange Geld betrügt. Kate struggelt dann ganz schön. Sie veröffentlicht weiter Musik, aber aus dem Auge der breiten Öffentlichkeit verschwindet sie. Bis sie dann 2017 als Wrestlerin in der Netflix-Serie Glow zu sehen ist.
Women's Wrestling is our game. If we play rough, please don't blame us. Our style is wild and you know you can't tame us. Glow, glow, that's the name. Women's Wrestling is our game. If we play rough, please don't blame us.
Denn Kate ist nicht nur Sängerin, sie ist auch Schauspielerin. Und das eigentlich auch schon immer. Und sie liebt vor allem Musicals.
I got into musicals as a kid. I was really into The Sound of Music. And me and my sisters would often like watch that movie and sing all the songs and stuff. I have this really vivid memory of playing with my cousins in Ireland on holiday and in a stream. So idyllic. It's almost too earnest to tell people. But we were like singing songs from The Sound of Music and like playing in a stream. And I think for me, watching musicals made me realize that I loved to sing.
Doe, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So.
Mit The Sound of Music fängt alles an. Oder auf Deutsch, meine Lieder, meine Träume. Hierzulande ist das Musical nicht ganz so bekannt, aber in den USA und in Großbritannien kennt es jedes Kind. Durch Musicals wie eben Sound of Music entdeckt Kate ihre Liebe zum Singen. Und jetzt spulen wir einige Jahre vor. Nach ihrem ersten Erfolg als Musikerin fängt sie an, an einem eigenen Musical zu arbeiten, das aus ihren Songs besteht.
I don't want this.
Okay, what do you want? What do you want?
Only Gold heißt das. Da geht's eben um diesen König, von dem sie da am Anfang der Folge spricht und aus dessen Perspektive sie Songs schreiben muss. Dieses Musical inszeniert sie gemeinsam mit Andy Blankenbühler. Der ist auch für die Choreografie von Hamilton verantwortlich. Und auf die Bühne bringen sie es dann 2022 in New York.
If you listen to Made of Bricks, I think that's a really theatrical album. It's very much storytelling and sort of creating these like little worlds.
Also ihr seht schon, Theater, Musicals und Kate Nash, das passt richtig gut zusammen. Und deswegen ist sie diese Woche unsere Musical-Expertin. Kate Nash übernimmt in dieser Takeover-Woche den Popfilter und stellt ihre Lieblingssongs aus Musicals vor. Und nein, König der Löwen, Cats und Tanz der Vampire sind nicht dabei. Es wird dafür um vampirtötende Teenager gehen, um Welten am anderen Ende des Regenbogens und Sweet, Sweet Chocolate. Kate ist ein riesiger Musical-Nerd und wird euch ganz sicher anstecken. Aber erstmal stellt sie euch einen Song aus ihrem neuesten Album Nine Sad Symphonies vor. Denn was Musicals angeht, ist das so ein bisschen die Kirsche auf der Sahnetorte. Denn jeder einzelne Song darauf klingt wie ein eigenes kleines Theaterstück. Mit so einem ganzen Batzen Streichorchester und richtig viel Kate Nash-Charme. So, ich bin jetzt mal ruhig. Ihr seid ja nicht für mich hier. Deswegen gehört die Bühne in dieser und in den nächsten Folgen diese Woche keiner geringeren als Kate Nash.
You are listening to Space Odyssey 2001.
London, palm vault, pink and green toast. It's been a while since I've been home. Bumped into Matilda, she took a photo. It's obvious.
Space Odyssey 2001 is about the first accidental date that I went on with my boyfriend, who was a friend of mine for many years. I knew him from when I was at school, like 17. And we were just friends, and like we had just hung out in the friendship group. And then we lost touch for a number of years. We met up and we were both single, and it was like not necessarily a date, but you know, when you're single and you're like, is everything a date? Like, is this a date? I don't know.
For breakfast, I was late. Wasn't sure it was a date, but I was nervous anyway.
Anyway, we went on this date and it was just really romantic. And I was at a point in my romantic life where I felt like romance didn't really exist anymore. And it was just something for teenagers. But it was just really magical. And we hung out for like 12 hours and we went for breakfast and we caught up over like 5 years of not speaking. And I mean, it's in the song. The whole story of the date is really real.
Haven't even seen you for like 5 years, but I feel home. We go back to your place and it's pissing down with rain. Get me closer, I can change.
You know when you're trying to keep hanging out with someone? So it felt like it was almost coming to a close. And I was like, oh, what are you doing now? And he was like, oh, nothing. And I was like, do you want to watch 2001 Space Odyssey? It's obviously an incredible movie and it's a cult classic. But for a first date, I mean, maybe it's the perfect film for a first date because look what it inspired in me. But it's very silent and very long. It's an intellectual, like, cult classic, like, what is this about, you know, kind of film.
The sixth member of the Discovery crew was the HAL 9000 computer.
Everything is going extremely well.
One gets the sense that he is capable of emotional responses.
Well, hello, Denver. I don't know.
No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
But, Dave, I can't put my finger on it, but I sense something strange.
It's like about technology kind of landing on the planet, and it's about man's relationship with like technology and space and time. It's beautiful, but it's a weird film and it's just very long. And when you're kind of trying to figure out if like you guys are gonna kiss or something, it's like just the wrong atmosphere because it's like, I feel like you need like a light horror film, something that you can get some adrenaline going and like knock knees and like, you know, the film doesn't really matter that much. But when you have to like sit and really focus on a really, really long, like cult classic film, you're not like getting to the kiss quick enough.
Space Odyssey 2001. My God, this film is so fucking long. Got to give it up sometime.
It worked out, exactly. So maybe it's the perfect film to watch on a first date. I don't know. Like, it worked for me. But it was just kind of funny, yeah. So it's a love song.
took you to an underground wrestling club. Is this a good place to fall in love? Freaky.
I like the line, it is plain to see you're in love with me. I can feel it flowing through your body.
It is plain to see you're in love with me. I can feel it flowing through your body.
Because I think that's a really special part of falling in love, is when you both know, but you haven't said it yet, but you're like, I know that they love me, and like I know that I love them, and it's like, oh, it's like kind of scary and it's so exciting, but you haven't said it out loud because it's like too soon. But I think you just know, and it really felt like it was just coming out of us even though we hadn't said it yet. I could just feel, I was like, I can feel, I know he loves me. It's so crazy. Hi, I'm Kate Nash, and this is my song Space Odyssey 2001 from my new album, Nine Sad Symphonies.
London, palm vault, pink and green toast. It's been a while since I've been home. Bumped into Matilda, she took a photo. It's obvious. Something feels normal, something feels weird. Has something so easy always been here? Haven't even seen you for like 5 years, but I feel home. We go back to your place and it's pissing down with rain. Give me clothes so I can change. I ask if you've seen this film. Space Odyssey 2001. My God, this film is so fucking long. Got to get it up sometime. There you know, I put it all on the line. Fought for what I thought was my eye. Wasn't sure it was a date, but I was nervous anyway. Stopping to kiss in the street in the summer. Remember wild stories about your brother. I wish that I could have known your mother before she died. Took you to an underground wrestling club. Is this a good place to fall in love? Freaky and buff and covered in blood. Your patience shows. It is plain to see you're in love with me. I can feel it flowing through your body. Space Odyssey 2001. Don't die.
Space Odyssey 2001 von Kate Nashs neuem Album Nine Sad Symphonies. Ein Liebessong, nicht unbedingt an den gleichnamigen Stephen Kubrick-Film, aber an die Liebe selbst und an ihren Freund. Richtig, richtig sweet, was sie uns da erzählt hat. Das war Folge 1 der Kate Nash Takeover-Woche hier im Popfilter. Diese Woche übernimmt sie diesen Podcast und stellt euch ab morgen ihre Lieblingssongs aus Musicals vor. Denn die haben ihr neues Album maßgeblich beeinflusst und man merkt, Kate ist ein riesiger Musical-Fan und verbindet viele schöne Erinnerungen damit. Also wenn ihr mitkommen wollt auf diese Musical-Reise mit Kate Nash, dann folgt und abonniert den Popfilter gern, dann verpasst ihr da nichts und erzählt auf jeden Fall jedem Kate Nash-Fan, den ihr kennt, von uns. Morgen geht's hier direkt mit einem der schönsten Musicals los, finde ich. Es wird um Charlie und die Schokoladenfabrik gehen. Ich verabschiede mich für heute. Maria Hinter mein Name und bis morgen. Tschüss.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.